Shall we continue our little traveling? Ready? So now the next stop will be in Ain Karim. That is about 170 kilometers distant from Nazareth. I've taken the hand of Mary at the beginning of my rosary, and I'm not going to quit. I remember some testimony of Mother Teresa they were sharing with Bishop Nilitza in Rome. She was 80 at the time, and she said to him, you know, when I was a child, I was about 4 or 5, I was walking in the midst of the fields around our house with my mother, and we were heading to another village distant from our village. And because I had taken the hand of my mother, I felt totally secure. She knew the way. And at a certain time, my mother stopped in the midst of the field and said, my child, you're holding my hand. It's good because I know the way and I can lead you there. So in your life, in the same way, take the hand of Mary, your heavenly mother, and she will lead you to Jesus and to heaven. And my child, listen to this. Never leave the hand of your heavenly mother, Mary. And she said to Bishop Nilitza, I have done it my whole life, and today I do not repent from having done it. She had indeed led me. Never let go of the hand of your mother. So the rosary is each time a new opportunity for us to hold the hand of Mary in case we have let go a little before. So Mary is in haste to go to her cousin Elizabeth on that way, beautiful road for those who have been there in Israel. And a big mystery is happening in Mary's heart. And since I'm walking by her side, hand in hand, I want to kind of enter that mystery of a mother carrying a child and not any child. We know that when a little child arrives in the womb of his mother, just created from God, even if his body is totally tiny, his conscience of love is not tiny at all. It's entirely there. It doesn't depend on the size of the body. So when he comes, immediately he feels with his incredible sensitive antennas whether he's welcome or not, whether that mother is happy with the gift of life or not, whether she's okay with herself as a mother, as a woman or not, whether she is at peace or not, joyful or not, whether she's stressed, whether she's oppressed, whether she's sick, anxious, whether she will reject him. He immediately feels the thing. And according to what he feels, he will be very happy and grow in harmony according to the plan of God, his creator, or he will be very wounded, deeply wounded, and he will grow the way he can with those wounds. We will affect his life as an adult. And this is how we have, for example, homosexuality tendencies, or people who are always afraid of everything, or people who carry the feeling that they should die. And if the mother has even thought that, oh, I'll get rid of this little kid, I don't want him, the little guy has picked up that his life has no value, that he could be rejected like a piece of flesh in a garbage thing. You know, he picks up what the mother has in mind and soul for him. And this will be the way he will see his own identity. Of course, after in his adult life, Mary, the Mother of God, can take over and heal those wounds. But I'm talking about this mystery of carrying a baby for a mother. There is a beautiful thing that I've learned in this last year, how powerful can be a mother to her child when she speaks with him from the womb. I know, for example, a mother, she had a very, very difficult family life because the husband was mentally sick. So the atmosphere was heavy and stressed. And so the first child she carried was very, very stressed because she was always tense and anxious, and she was not that happy to be a mother. So the little kid was born and he was agitated, and he has done, as an adult, several attempts for suicide, you know. But then she got converted. She found God. She became a very happy and peaceful woman in spite of the whole atmosphere that remained the same, but she made it in peace. And when she next was pregnant, she was so happy about this gift of life from God that she would go out in the countryside and speak with the little one and say, "Oh, my child, I'm so happy to have you there, that you are mine. And I can't wait to see the color of your eyes. I can't wait to cuddle you and to caress you. And, you know, I will teach you how to grow, how to eat, how to drink, how to speak, how to walk, how to read and write. I will teach you about the mystery of the world, and we will be so happy together. Oh, I can't wait to have you in my arms. I love you so much already." And she would pray to God with them, "Oh Lord, thank you for the beauty of the gift of life. Thank you for having given me this little kid that could have been to another mother, but it's me. You choose me to have him. Thank you, Jesus, for this gift of life." And so on. The little one was born, and he has been all his life very peaceful. He's structured inside, solid, strong, in a harmonious way. And he's radiating peace to others. Now he's become a priest, and he's attracting people because of the peace that is inside, you know. So how can I say about Mary carrying baby Jesus? What sort of dialogue these two are having on the way to Ein Kerem? I want to enter that dialogue. And you know what? I will receive a great gift during this decade, this simple little decade. My gift will be that. According to what Mary said in Medjugorje, she said, "Dear children, I love each one of you as much as I love my son Jesus." Have you ever thought of that? She said, "Dear children, the same way I have carried my son Jesus, I want to carry each one of you towards holiness." Wow! Have you ever thought of that? That the same way, with the same motherly tenderness, we are now carried by Mary. And there is nothing that she had for Jesus as love that is not also for us. So there is no diminution of power of love when she looks at us, each, even if we are the worst sinner here present in this church. She loves me, she loves you the same way, with the same intensity that she loves Jesus. Wow! And if, as a child, I might have suffered from lack of love from my earthly mother, or maybe my mother was stressed because she was sick, or she had lost a dear one, or my father was not that good to her, or maybe she had a car accident and she was terrified, so I got the shock also inside. Maybe she thought of an abortion. So I've been deeply wounded in my heart, because a little kid in the womb has only his mother to cling on. Who else can he go to? He has only her. And if she fails to love, can you imagine the distress of the little one? So Mary, during this decade, will heal me, because the same tenderness that she has for Jesus will fall on me. And this is a healing tenderness, a healing motherly love that I so badly need. And if myself, as a mother or as a father, I've failed to love my children, I've thought, "Oh, let's have an abortion." Or if I have thought, "Oh, let's help my daughter to have an abortion because she's only 13, that's too young to be a mother, I will tell her to have an abortion." If I have participated in an act of despising life, the gift of life, then I'm wounded and some death came into my soul because of that. So of course I will run to a priest to confess my sin. But what will Our Lady do during this little, simple little decade? She will heal me from the consequences of my rejection of life. And all the wounds that are connected with this rejection of life will be caressed by Our Lady and healed. In each decade of the Rosary, I receive a present, a gift from God. Let us today open our heart to Mary's love as never before, so that deep in our heart today, in those places so secret, so hidden, and sometimes so shameful for us, because it affects our sexuality, our affectivity, our sensitivity, so we will be visited by the motherly love of Mary, and she will do her marvelous healing service during this decade. So let's open our heart to her and to her visitation as never before, because the visitation today is for me. I am Elizabeth today.